Hi, this is Oren. If you find these teachings useful and you'd like to learn more about my work, you can visit me online at orenjsofer.com or on social media at orenjsofer. Thanks so much. So if you're not already, I invite you to find a comfortable posture, but one where your spine and your upper body can feel relatively upright and alert. So the idea with the posture is that we're looking to find a balance between ease and comfort. We want to feel like we can relax, but also have a sense of energy and alertness. We're not just going to sleep. We're wanting to pay attention to the present moment. So you might consider kind of rocking your torso forward and back a little bit just to find that balance point. If you're sitting up on the front of your chair or on a cushion, you can kind of tilt your pelvis, kind of arch the low back a little and then soften it. Just finding that place where the structure of the skeleton feels aligned and there's not so much work you need to do to keep your body upright. And then before you make a whole lot of effort to focus or quiet your mind, I'm just kind of taking stock a little bit first. You know, how are you doing right now? How's your body feel? Does it feel tired, energized, tight or loose? There are places of pain or discomfort, places of ease. And just seeing if you can make some space for all of that without needing to change it or fix it. How's the mind? Is it busy? Quiet? Does it feel contracted or open? Agitated or calm? However it is just fine. We're just getting a sense of what's already here, so we know what we're working with. And how's your heart? Tender? A little brittle? Open? Slightly closed? Happy, a little down. Again, just making some space for the way it is, acknowledging the truth of your experience. Okay, it's like this now. And then within all of that, slowly beginning to let your attention settle with what we call an anchor, so the breath. Maybe hearing sounds. Or just the sensations of sitting. You don't have to strain or struggle. It's not about pinning the mind down on one point. It's just a sense of resting, lightly resting your attention with something that feels simple and neutral. And again, for you, that might be the sensations of breathing. It might be the experience of hearing, just sounds come and go. Or the felt experience of the body sitting, the sensations of heaviness, pressure, warmth or coolness. So just choosing one of those and leaning into it, letting your attention rest there. There'll be different thoughts, plans, and memories, impulses that take your attention away. It's just part of the process. So when you notice that, in the noticing, you're already aware again. So that moment is a cause for celebration rather than judgment, recriminations. You can just appreciate that you're back on track, present again. And let the attention slowly settle and reconnect with your anchor, hearing, the breath, the body. Notice if your mind is resisting or struggling with some aspect of your experience. This practice is about coming to know the truth of things as they are in each moment, and learning how we suffer by rejecting the truth, by not wanting the truth to be. So whatever your experience is in each moment, for that moment, that's the truth. That's what's happening. So once there is a little bit of stability in the mind, things start to settle down or quiet. You don't have to limit yourself to just being with the anchor. Other experiences naturally come and go. Sounds, sensations, thoughts, emotions. Whatever is occurring in each moment, that can be the object of your meditation. Seeing if you can be mindful, clearly knowing and understanding what's happening in each moment, a sound, a thought, a word, an image, a sensation. And having the courage to not know. To let go a little bit of what we think is happening, the story that we're telling. Why are those men yelling? What's going on? It's just sound. It's hearing. Allowing your attention to connect with an experience. And feeling and observing it intimately. Noticing what happens. If you get lost or confused, just come back to the anchor, back to the simplicity of resting with that one experience, connecting your attention with an in-breath or an out-breath, and just seeing if you can stay aware as it changes. There's no one you need to be right now. Nothing you need to accomplish. Nowhere to go or get to. What's it like to just open yourself to experience this moment of being alive in this body? When there's pain or discomfort, physically, emotionally, or psychologically, we take breaks, we rest with the breath, with sound, with something that's simple and soothing. And then let it in small doses as we're able to. When there's less pain or an absence of pain, can we enjoy and really soak in the gift of ease that's available? So in the last few minutes of our meditation practice together, if you like, I invite you to bring your attention into your heart. You can even take one hand and place it there over the center of your chest, if that helps. And just call to mind a good friend, a mentor, a teacher, a niece, a nephew, even a pet, some being that naturally makes you smile. See their image or get a sense of that person or being. Notice any shift or energy in the heart towards warmth, towards goodwill, caring. Maybe just extending that warmth and goodwill towards that person, child, or being. Just inviting it to spread and grow. And just that sense of wishing this person or being well, wanting their happiness. And beginning to extend that outwards to everyone here this evening. Wishing one another well. And just offering this simple sense of warmth and goodwill. And as you do so, recognizing that everyone else is also offering that to you simultaneously. So seeing if you can let a little bit of it in. Allowing yourself to also receive some of that warmth and goodwill, even as you share and offer it outwards. And then sending it out even further, offering that warmth and care to others in your life, at home, at work, in your community. Just letting it spread out further and further. With the imagination, letting it extend outwards to all living creatures in the mountains and the seas and the forests and the deserts, human and non-human beings. May all beings be well. And all beings be safe and protected. May all beings be happy and at peace.